Iraqi officials responded within hours to Secretary of State Colin Powell's presentation to the Security Council on Baghdad's weapons program. Iraq continues to insist that it possesses no banned weapons. Addressing a late-night news conference, Saddam Hussein's science advisor, General Amir al-Sadi, called Powell's presentation a collection of stunts and special effects. NPR's Ann Garrels is in Baghdad. What else have the Iraqis said?
Well, General al-Sadi attacked Powell's presentation, calling the photographs, informant reports, and intercepts essentially untruths, exaggerations, and fabrications. By the way, al-Sadi is the man Powell singled out for criticism. He said he was a leading member of an Iraqi team whose job is to deceive the inspectors. Al-Sadi denied that. He said Iraq wants the inspections to continue. He argued that the U.S. government should have given what evidence it says it has to the U.N. inspectors who could have verified the accuracy of the material. Now, this is going to play to many in the Security Council, in Congress, to those in Europe and the Arab world who are nervous about a war and want the inspections to continue. Al-Sadi said he defends the inspections, a curious twist since Iraq has in the past accused them of spying, and he said Powell's comments were a deliberate attempt to undermine the credibility of the inspection bodies by making allegations that directly cast doubt on their reports.
Was al-Sadi able to produce any evidence to support Iraq's view that the inspector's findings do not support Powell's testimony?
Well, he pointed out that the inspectors have visited many of the sites mentioned by Powell and have found nothing suspicious. He said Chief Inspector Hans Blix has not found any evidence scientists are being taken out of the country, as Powell said, to hide them from inspectors. And he said Blix had also denied that intelligence agents were posing as scientists to deceive the inspectors. Now, Blix has yet to respond to Powell, and what Blix says in his next report to the UN Security Council, which is scheduled for February 14th, will be extremely important. When he last spoke, Blix left the door open to military action. He stopped just short of saying Iraq is in material breach, but he said Iraq had not yet shown a genuine willingness to disarm.
Did al-Sadi give any indication Iraq is willing to be more forthcoming with the inspectors?
Well, I mean, this is even before Powell spoke, Iraq has been under enormous pressure by the inspectors, especially Hans Blix, to be more cooperative. And they've said repeatedly they're willing to do everything possible. They've invited the inspectors to Baghdad this weekend. But so far, Iraq has given no hints as to what, if any, actions it's going to take. Blix has been specific. He said he expects progress on two key issues. He wants Iraq to ensure its scientists consent to private interviews. Iraq has said it can't force scientists to agree to interviews citing their rights, which frankly gets a laugh from anyone who's spent time in this police state. But the Iraqi scientists so far have turned up for interviews accompanied by a second person. The inspectors believe they'd be more forthcoming on their own. Now, Blix has also said Iraq must guarantee the safety of U-2 surveillance flights to provide more information about past weapons programs. We're going to get a briefing again tonight from the Iraqis, and they may be more specific then about what's going on.
The tape recordings Powell played and the photographs he showed, did al-Sadi just say they were fabrications?
Yeah, essentially he blew them off, saying, they're easy to fabricate, and any third-rate intelligence agency can do this.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad.